we're turning our attention to an issue to do with another war, and that was the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which led to thousands of Ukrainians coming here to Ireland for support and for accommodation to flee the worst of the trouble in Ukraine. That war continues. There are a number of different programs that have been in place. There was, first of all, government contracts through the IPAS, the International Protection Accommodation Service. And now there's the APR program, which is the program designed to support people and Ukrainians renting. The government has been talking about and has extended that program. However, 21 homes and 21, around 60 Ukrainian residents have been told in the last day or so they have to move out of their accommodation in Lakhran Holiday Village in Waterville by August of this year. With me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor for the area, Norma Moriarty. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us on the programme. A little bit of history first. These homes have been, first of all, under the IPAS scheme and then the APR programme. They've been in use by Ukrainians since the start of the war. Is that right?
Correct. And I suppose we could even go a little bit further back in terms of their history. These were houses that were built, as part of the Celtic Tiger era of holiday home complex development. It was effectively a ghost estate for a number of years until such time as the current owners took it over, did a magnificent job in doing it up. And it operated as holiday homes, a very high quality group of holiday homes that brilliantly served the tourism market in Waterford and the wider area for a number of years. And, you know, they have only been beneficial to the community, you know, since they have taken them over. They subsequently reacted like so many others did when the war broke out to offer the accommodation as it was designed initially under the IPAS scheme. And when that changed, again, at that point, they could have chosen to simply, the contract was ended and that was it, and leave it go and allow people to be redirected to other centres of accommodation. But because they had gotten to know the people that were there, they had an understanding of how, you know, they had become so entwined with the local community, were working, gainfully employed, you know, looking after jobs that were otherwise struggling, people were struggling to fill them. They decided to go into the ERP scheme, which is effectively the offer of home scheme. But to be fair to them, you know, they are, it's a business by them, it's a commercial entity, they're looking now to sell them on. There's potential for these homes to become permanent residential family homes as well. There's another side of that, and that's an affordable housing element that, you know, there's potential positives to come out of this, and there's already people who are hoping to be in a position where they can purchase them. But our immediate issue is that we have people that we've gotten to know very well over the last number of years who've become very much part of our local community. There's a wide variance in age ranges. You know, it's predominantly adults, to be honest with you. Some, you know, elder people. We also have, you know, in the main, they would be in middle age and they're working. And those people are badly needed in the places where they are working. And staff accommodation is an ongoing issue throughout every sector in South Kerry. But we need, over the next 4 months, to do everything we possibly can to locate alternative accommodation for these people who desire to stay up. There will be some who will be happy to move on, but others will want to stay here.
Yeah. How difficult a job will that be, given the shortage of accommodation, given the summer period that we will be in at that stage, the height of the season, really?
Absolutely. And again, look, credit to the property owners, because by allowing...
Yeah, they've been, fair enough, more than 4 months of notice. They only had to give 2 weeks, but they're giving 4 months.
There. And that's conscious of allowing people time, but it's also understanding that the people in businesses, you know, where these people are working, they desperately need their staff members as well for the busy period. So it's, and also it will probably be somewhat easier because the bulk of your season, sadly, you know, does kind of, you know, the mid-August with people going back to school the following week, the season does seem to fall off the edge of the cliff at that time as well. So there may be, you know, greater options or greater opportunities around that time of the year. But as it currently stands, it is impossible to find anything locally. It's very, very difficult. I was speaking to two of the residents themselves yesterday evening. Others have made contact by email. And again, like they're fabulous people. They, you know, they're not looking for anything extravagant or extraordinary. They'd be perfectly happy to, you know, one particular couple, they're quite happy to rent a room. You know, they'd be very easy to live with. They have, you know, set down roots here and ties here, and they want to continue working here. You know, they're, as I say, they're there's one family where you have young children, school going age, obviously they've become very much integrated into the community, and the idea of uprooting them from school and so on will be difficult. So there are a cohort that, you know, moving to another area provided, and that will happen. The state will have, because they've offered them this, you know, they are beneficiaries of temporary protection. So that system will have to kick in, and the council liaison officers, in fairness, have been, we've been talking to them. They've brought UCTAT into the equation, and the efforts to find alternative accommodation will, and it'll ratchet up as the months go on, because obviously, you know, the more immediate the date of leaving is, the efforts obviously will centre around that. But as things currently stand in Southcare, there literally is nothing that they could presently move into from where they are. But we will be asking people to consider that, to consider renting out a room, to consider, you know, if there's, you know, we do have people of certain ages around the locality that, you know, their own families have grown up and moved on, have their own homes or are working elsewhere, and maybe they could consider taking in lodgers. It can be mutually beneficial, that type of arrangement or that type of scenario. And again, these are people who are very used to the area. They've been here for a good number of years now. And just to consider that as a possibility as well.
Yeah. What does this say, I suppose, about the way things are going in terms of Ukrainians coming into the country and the way in which we provide accommodation for them? Norma, there was a reduction in this accommodation recognition payment to €600 tax-free per month for each property used for the accommodation. There's been a number of changes made since the 3rd of March, just gone. New yeah. applications are not accepted for properties that have been registered in the RTB at any time since the 4th of March 2022. That means a landlord or a tenant in a rental property will not be able to host a temporary protection beneficiary in a registered rental property and claim the ARP. I know the ARP has been extended up to the end this time next year, effectively, 2027. But it's a declining picture, isn't it?
It is. And to be fair, I can understand why that change was brought in, because I think when the offer of the home was initially envisaged, it was the idea of homes or rooms that otherwise would never have been offered for long-term accommodation, to bring those into the equation. But what did happen was you did have a sense of competition between people who previously were, you know, in the land, you know, they were landlords, landladies, and they were renting accommodation long-term. And they opted for that as opposed to people that might be, you know, looking for long-term accommodation outside of that scheme. And this is obviously, that change from the 3rd of March was about that. It was about making sure that, if we, you know, long-term, those people who traditionally in that sector were there to hopefully try and provide for that sector, you know, the long-term rental accommodation sector, you know, it's, so I can see the merit in that. I can understand where that came from. And again, just reiterating the point about the idea of, like, I've even approached a few people myself about this, to consider this. Like, I've one particular fabulous lady, she should be an ambassador for tourism and for everything else in Carrigaline, and she traditionally hosts students, people who come for the Isana language school and so on. And it works brilliantly for her. You know, she has people that she loves being around young people, the sense of crack and joy in the house. And she's just the type of person who wants to have that liveliness around. They come for a number of weeks and they move on and so on. She's, over the years as well, she's accommodated, you know, medical staff who, you know, wanted to take up employment to the local hospital and were desperate for accommodation while they got their feet, and she provided that. So I think there's an opportunity there if people will look at what they have themselves and just to, you know, to consider that, you know, we would have gone to college ourselves. The idea of going in and going to digs and renting a room, we have to rethink how we do this, because the additional accommodation that's required, we're going to be many years before that is built. So we have people who need a roof over their heads as of now, and we have to just try and find innovative ways and just even old-fashioned ways of getting that provided. So again, I would just, I suppose the purpose of you giving us the opportunity to discuss this morning is obviously to highlight this as an issue, but also maybe to ask people to consider that. Do they have availability in their own homes that might be suitable for some of these people so that they could continue to live here locally and continue to contribute to our local area?
Okay. All right. Fair point. Norma, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme. That's the Councillor Norma Moriarty of Fianna Fáil talking about that news coming through that the Loch Carron Holiday Village will be vacating. The Ukrainians have been told they have until August 14th to move, and the homes obviously are for sale.